Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Well, we've got a very special guest on today's show, Merle Parrish. She is the Country Women's Association champion. She's been making cakes since the age of 7, and of course she's a judge herself. Many of you may remember Merle from her time on MasterChef, where she certainly was not only a favourite with the judges, but also the audience at home. Welcome to the show, Merle.
Thank you very much.
Now, I've got to ask you a very simple question. What makes a good cake?
A lot of practice and a lot of hard work and knowing your stove to put the right temperature, put the cake in at the right temperature.
And do you still love making cakes?
Yes, I still love making cakes.
How often would you make them?
Well, now that I'm living on my own, my husband passed away 3 years ago, I don't cook nearly as much because there's not the need for it. But when my family was home with 3 children and my husband, I cooked at least twice a week.
Oh, wow. And tell me, do you have a favourite cake recipe?
My peach blossom recipe that I cooked on MasterChef was one of my favourites, and just an ordinary plain sponge is another one.
And tell me, you know, my mum, who's a great cook like you, you know, she showed me how to make scones, and I'm one of 8 kids, and I've got to tell you, I seem to have been handed down that scone recipe. She always tells me the secret of a good scone is a good hot oven. Do you agree?
Yes, very much. You must have a hot oven. But also, a lot of people, when they're getting their scones ready to cook, don't need them very much. Well, I need mine until my mixture is smooth and then spread it out and roll it with a rolling pin.
Wow.
Mm.
Well, my mum always says don't handle it too much. Keep them light and fluffy. That's interesting. You see, now I don't know what to do.
Some people can do it that way, but I just find it suits me better to knead them a little bit on the bench and then roll them with the rolling pin because you can get them a more even depth.
Sure. Now, listen, with Christmas coming up, what, you know, do you a lot more baking, or what do you suggest we should be baking for Christmas?
Well, usually I have my Christmas cakes baked by now.
Okay.
But I'm hoping that I can start and do them next week.
And what, is it an old-fashioned sort of Christmas cake recipe handed down through the years?
No, it's a very old recipe, but you put all your fruit and soak them overnight, and the next morning you melt your butter and pour over the fruit and then add your flour and the eggs after that, and it only takes about 15 minutes to have your mixture ready to put in the tin.
Wow.
Mm.
That's a very nice recipe. What other tricks?
The recipe is in my first recipe book.
Oh, okay. Now tell us about your latest recipe book, because that looks very good. And I've got to say, it's probably going to be very popular over Christmas.
I think it will be popular. Well, I hope it will. It's just a follow-on of some more cakes, slices, biscuits, but also I have some relishes and sauce and jams and that sort of thing in it as well.
So tell me, how many kids have you got, Merle?
3 adult children, 6 grandchildren.
And are you still baking for them a lot?
Oh, yes. I'm in Sydney at the moment at my daughter and son-in-law's place, and I always cook while I'm here.
Mm. Is baking something you enjoy more than, you know, the main meals and lunches and things?
Yes, I enjoy the cooking of the cakes. I do cook main meals too, but I would never cook main meals in a competition.
Now, you've had much success, though, over the years, haven't you, in terms of winning prizes in the Country Women's Institute. What's been the secret to your success, do you think?
I think a lot of the secret is just practice. And with your recipes, don't ever diverse from the ingredients that you're told in the recipe.
Yeah.
If you do diverse from it and perhaps add a little bit more flour or a little bit more sugar, it's in balance. Your cake mixture is in balance, and then when it's cooked, it doesn't always cook the way it should.
Yeah. And tell me, in terms of, you know, the many years that you've been baking, what trends have you seen coming back that are really popular now that, you know, you've seen before?
Well, I think one of the main things is since there's been so many cooking shows on television, I think people are realising that oh, well, I could cook that. And,
yeah.
You know, home cooking is just so much nicer. I'm not knocking things that you can go to the shop and buy, but where I live, at Kidale near Orange, we don't have a baker shop. And even when I was growing up, we had a baker shop that only did bread and meat pies. Well, if you wanted a cake, you had to learn to make it yourself or you didn't have one.
Mm. But there's that huge sort of renaissance, isn't there, in home baking at the moment? You know,
yes, and I think a lot of that is due to the cooking programs on the television.
Yeah, oh, I think so.
It's encouraged people to do their own cooking, and at least if you do your own cooking, you know what's in it.
Yes, exactly, and what ingredients are in it. But are you seeing anything coming back in terms of slices or cakes that, you know, you used to make years ago and now are popular again?
Yes, I think there is. I mean, patty cakes have always been popular over the years. They've never lost their popularity.
Mm.
But I think lots of the cakes and slices that, like my parents, my mother and my grandmother used to make, are starting to come back again. And they're also in my first recipe book, because a lot of those recipes, actually in both of my books, are from my mother and my grandmother.
Yeah. It's a good thing, though, because, you know, it's good to see kids are even getting back into the kitchen and learning these skills, because I think for many generations there, they just didn't know how to cook.
I think it's very important that the younger generation are doing that, and I have been involved with schools in Orange judging and helping the school children to learn how to do the cooking.
Mm.
And with the judging, I was judging for 20 years before I got my Land Cooking Judge's badge.
Mm.
I've been judging around the shows all around the district where I live.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Merle, it's great to have you on the show. When's your next birthday?
My next birthday?
Yes.
Is the day before I launch my second book.
Ah.
And I will be 81.
81. Good on you. Will you be making the cake for that day?
I don't think so. My daughter will very likely do it.
Well, I hope she does. Listen, Merle, thank you very much for being on the show today.
My pleasure.
And for more details on Merle Parrish's book, Country Show Baking, go to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.